This Leadership Talks topic is a little different. It's about executive branding and taken from my presentation, a talk I did at a conference. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome, leaders and visionaries. Today, we dive deep into the essence of executive branding, a journey to elevate your leadership potential and distinguish your professional identity in the dynamic digital era. What's our goal? To leave this room, not just as executives, but as influential brand architects of our careers. I'm Martin Ravinsky, Boardseye co-founder and CEO. I took myself through this journey. Everything I talk about, I have been through it and firsthand witnessed the results and positive outcomes. Remember, this is a journey and not a destination. And after 3 years, I am still on this journey. Always learning, adapting, and finding new ways or keeping up with what's new out there. Always thinking, how can I get my message delivered to more people? Change more lives for better. Improve processes, put a smile on people's face, and encourage them that yes, you can do it. Executive branding is more than a buzzword. It's the synthesis of your professional narrative, expertise, and vision, communicated with clarity and impact. It's about leveraging your unique story and accomplishments to shape perceptions and inspire those around you. Remember, in the realm of leadership, visibility is as critical as ability. The digital age has transformed executive branding from simple business cards and handshakes to dynamic digital footprints that span the globe. Your online presence, be it LinkedIn, a personal website, or social media, tells your professional story 24/7. It's essential to curate this presence thoughtfully, ensuring every tweet, post, article, podcast, and update aligns with the brand you're building. But it's a lot more than just the social media, website, or anything else out there that you're utilizing. Think about it. How do people truly discover you? How do they learn about you? Have you ever met someone, had a good chat, great conversation, learned a little bit about who they are and what they do? And I know in my life, I have met plenty of people. And no matter if that person is famous or well-known, could be somebody that maybe you haven't heard about. But whether they're famous, well-known, or unknown, I always resort to Google. I will Google them, and I want to learn more. I want to know more about them. I even do this before I bring a guest onto my podcast show. I want to know who that person is. I look beyond LinkedIn. I want to know more, learn more, and really dive in, as you should and everyone else. So what happens when someone Googles your name? Can they easily find you? Do they need to add your title, your company, and then maybe find you on Google? Well, what if they Googled your name and a lot of great thought leadership related content came up? How much easier and authoritative would that be? I was once an auto-correction or a suggestion by Google. Did you mean this person? No, I meant me, but that's how it was. Not anymore. It is easy to learn about me and what I do, what I stand for, from articles, books, podcasts, and so much more out there. Now, let's talk about the art of storytelling. At the core of powerful executive branding is storytelling. Your personal professional journey, with all its ups and downs, is what truly connects and resonates with people. It's not just about what you've achieved. It's about how you've navigated challenges and what you've learned and how you led. Crafting this narrative is both an art and a strategy, turning your experiences into a compelling brand story. So incorporating this story into executive branding, well, let me share a snippet of my own journey, which vividly illustrates the essence of my personal brand. Born in communist Poland, a place where freedom of speech and entrepreneurship were more concepts than practice. I always harbored an entrepreneurial spirit. This inner drive often landed me in trouble. Like the time I questioned why learning Russian was the next step, the next class I had to take. Reflecting my early resistance to imposed limitations. Our departure from Poland was a covert operation, disguised as a vacation to Italy, a trip to visit my sister. And how she got to Italy is another great story, but that's not my story. So let's get back to my story. The stark contrast between life in Poland and Italy were eye-opening. I marveled at the abundance of food, something as simple as a fruit cart brimming with exotic offerings. It's the first time I saw a pineapple at age 9. Symbolized a world of possibilities and freedom from the rationing I had known. In case you didn't know what rationing in Poland was, it was a coupon program. Along with money, which you needed, you had to have a coupon to say bread or meat, and you were rationed to how much of it you can buy. I would stand in line early in the morning waiting for my mom before the store would open, which the shelves were already more than half empty to start with, all in hopes there would be some food left for us to actually buy. After 8 months in Italy, we journeyed to America with little more than hope and the dream of better life. And my mom probably had about $500 in her pocket. Settling in California, the initial challenges were daunting. From language barriers and culture adjustments to the schoolyard bullying prompted by my foreign accent, or didn't even really have an accent at that point, just my foreign language and unfamiliar clothes. That's a funny story too. I wore thrift store jeans because I grew out of everything while in Italy. The brand name of those jeans was Chick Jeans, skinny girl jeans. Not sure if you're familiar with it back in those days. This might not be a big deal now, but in 1981, it was. No one wore chick jeans. I always say and laugh that I started the skinny jean trend. Well, maybe I did. I don't know. And my friends laugh now, and they call it the from chick jeans to custom suits. Not that I'm wearing a suit right now, but close enough. Each obstacle was a lesson in resilience and adaptation. These early experiences shaped my entrepreneurial path. Starting in high school, I embraced the American dream promise of opportunity. Despite the ups and downs of various ventures, my journey led me to co-found Boardzeit, where we harness the power of executive networking and foster corporate success. Reflecting on my story, it's clear that resilience, adaptability, and constant willingness to embrace change have been the cornerstone of both my personal and professional life. Together with my wife, we've navigated profound losses and challenges. From me owning a mortgage company and attempting to survive in 2008 crisis, to losing my stepson at age 7. Each reinforcing our shared strength and commitment to each other and our goals. Today, I stand before you, a testament to the fact that with resilience, adaptability, and an unyielding drive to learn and grow, anyone can achieve their dreams. My narrative is not just mine to be shared, saga of overcoming, evolving, and ultimately succeeding. If I can journey from the constraints of communism regime to the freedoms and opportunities of America, so can you. My story is the embodiment of my brand, a narrative of relentless pursuit, resilience, and the unwavering belief in the possibility of transformation and success. I will leave you with what I love, my friend Jim Keyes, former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster, said to me, change equals opportunity, or like he says, CEO is change equals opportunity. He also focuses on three things. One, change. People hate change and they don't want to change, but change is reality. Two, confidence. people lack confidence with change. So, be prepared. And three, clarity. Keep it simple. That's a short version of my story, and that's my storytelling, personal. Now let's move on and get back on topic of executive branding. Digital presence, your online kingdom. Imagine your digital presence as a castle. Each platform is a tower, each post a brick. Building your digital castle requires strategic architecture. From the thought leadership showcased on LinkedIn to the personal insights shared on Twitter or Instagram, each element contributes to a fortress that protects and promotes your executive brand. Mastering the digital realm goes beyond basic profiles. It's about engaging with your audience, sharing insights, and contributing to conversations that matter in your industry. Whether it's publishing articles, participating in webinars, or hosting live sessions, your active engagement is what breathes life into your executive brand. Your network is the fabric of your brand, woven from relationships that reflect and reinforce your professional identity. Effective networking isn't just about collecting contacts. It's about cultivating meaningful connections that resonate with your brand values and vision. Remember, the strength of your network often determines the reach and impact of your brand. Now, thought leadership and public speaking. Embracing thought leadership and honing your public speaking skills are crucial for elevating your brand. By becoming the voice of your industry, you not only share knowledge, but also shape the future. Public speaking, whether at conferences, panels, workshop, puts a face to your brand, building credibility and trust. Beyond that, there's writing, publishing, and of course, we already touched on it, social media. Sharing your wisdom through writing and publishing is a powerful tool for brand building. From articles and blog posts to books, your written words establish your expertise and vision, and let's not joke, written words live forever. Similarly, strategic use of social media can amplify your voice, allowing you to engage directly with your audience and the broader industry. I remember I always wanted to write a book, never found the time, always had an excuse. Finally, I decided an opportunity came up and I said yes. I'm known for saying yes. So I finally decided to be part of a book, write one chapter. I told myself, yeah, I can definitely do that. For sure, I can write one chapter. So I did. I contributed to Mission Matters. That was the first time I actually took part in a book. And I wrote about the power of diversity on a board. I got so much positive feedback that it really fired me up, got me excited and motivated to write a book. So year after that, The Corporate Matchmaker was published. That felt so good. Big check. So much good since I wrote that book. Got invited to podcast interviews, got invited to speak at conferences. It's just been a snowball effect. I can go on and on. The opportunity to speak at Princeton University was amazing. But let's get back on topic. Let's now talk about personal and professional identity balance. Balancing your personal and professional identity online is key. While authenticity is vital, maintaining a boundary that respects both your privacy and your professional image is essential. This balance helps in building relatable yet respected executive brand. Have you ever thought about career advancement through branding? This actually includes board position or advisory roles. Ultimately, a well-crafted executive brand is not just a reflection of where you are, it's a roadmap to where you're headed. It opens doors, creates opportunities, and can significantly influence your career trajectory. Your executive brand is your most powerful career advancement tool. We have personally witnessed this at Boardzai. After sending numerous executives to, let's just say, one company, let's focus on one, for a review, which then they select and invite for an interview, we always wondered, why did they just pick these five executives out of 20, as an example, or these 10 executives out of 30, 40 executives we sent to them? They were all qualified executives. After enough companies and enough data and a few years, we did some homework. And what we found is that executives they picked for interview, for that next step, for that opportunity, were easier to find on Google. They wrote industry-specific articles, showcased themselves as an expert in the industry. And guess what? That executive branding work they put in paid off, and they got rewarded at the end. As we conclude, remember that your executive brand is a living, evolving entity. It's a journey of continuous improvement and adaptation. Start today by reflecting on your brand, setting clear goals, and taking strategic steps to craft and communicate your unique professional identity. Check, where are you at today? Where do you want to be tomorrow? Where do you want to be a year from now? Let's embark on this journey, not just to lead, but to inspire and leave a lasting legacy in your industry. If you want to know more, learn more, need help figuring out what to write, where to post, we are here to help. Boardzai has launched an executive branding as part of our offer. We want to make our executives stand out. It's a crowded world. We want you to shine. Give more executives that upper hand to be found, to be set up for that interview, so that ultimately they can get that board position or advisory role. But also maybe other great positive things will happen. A promotion, or maybe even transitioning from one company to another one with a promotion, or small things like you receiving a thank you message for writing something that really resonated with one person and they needed to hear that message that day. And guess what? You delivered it. So let's start today. Go to boardzai.com and set up a call. Let's learn more, do more, and all be better. Thank you for embarking on this journey with me today. Together, let's build brands that resonate, inspire, and lead to unparalleled success.